Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We'll pick up your phone lines in just a couple of minutes, 312-981-7200. You texted in about the curfew and the solution that may or may not be for the violence. 269 said, John, where were the parents? Well, they were probably at work. The single mother is probably working a drive-thru at that McDonald's or driving the L train up and down on the red line. 630 said, how about taking away their cell phones? 847 said, I've lived here my whole life. I love this beautiful city. It's sad to see groups of thugs ruining it. 630 said, time to bring in the National Guard. And one more, 773 said, myself and my wife are both immigrants. Here. I've been here 20 years, my wife 10. I was attacked on the red line 2 months ago. She's been attacked twice on it. We have a 22-month-old at home. She's due to give birth to a second in a month. We want to put down roots here, but the crime and violence is out of control, and we don't want to raise our children there. It's 11:13. Alderman Ray Lopez from the 15th Ward was in a city council committee meeting on the curfew. How did the vote go on that, Alderman?
John, good morning to you and your listeners. The vote was 14-3 in support of the curfew change, I being one of the three who said no.
Now it'll go to the full council. Do you want to handicap that? Will the council approve the mayor's revised curfew plan?
I don't know what the likelihood of this being passed on Monday is. There's a lot of unanswered questions, and this committee hearing today on the Committee on Public Safety that discussed this ordinance left members with more questions than answers, particularly when representatives from the police department stated that we won't enforce this curfew ordinance, but we will detain individuals until their parents come and pick them up from the station or ask for them to be brought home. What is the point of having laws if our officers are being instructed not to enforce them? We have curfew laws on the books right now. And in the last few months of this year, we've only made 98 arrests for curfew violations. In all of 2021, 364 people were issued citations for curfew violations. That's barely one person every day for the entire year. And we've seen these mob actions, these events taking place not only downtown, but throughout many neighborhoods in the city of Chicago. And to think that when hundreds of individuals who are breaking the law are being let go because we don't enforce it, it begs the question, why are we here today? What are we actually trying to do? And all we are doing today is giving the mayor cover for being ill-prepared and not having a solution at the ready to address this. I offered a solution that puts this back on parents, that wakes up parents about what their children are doing over 329 days ago today. It focuses on the offenses by juveniles section of the municipal code. It would hold parents liable for their children, raise fines, demand parental and family counseling when their children are caught doing a whole host of things, not just being out past curfew. And City Council Lori Lightfoot and her allies buried that. And now we're scratching their heads wondering, what can we do to change the dynamic in our city? Well, what you can do is work on what I've done. Work on what people like Alderman Napolitano has put out there to hold parents accountable, to get parents to wake up in this city so that we're not seeing the scenes, not only downtown, but in all our communities.
Yeah, that's 15th Ward Alderman Ray Lopez. Ray, just sit right there for a minute. I'm going to pause and come back to you. I want you to tell me more about your proposal. And I wonder what the city's plan is now, the did pass committee. What do they expect will happen when the police come upon a group of kids like this? I think we're spending too much time worrying about what the hours are of the curfew, but let's enforce the old one for that matter. How does that work? What does that look like? We'll pick it up here. We'll take your calls too. 312-981-7200. Alderman Ray Lopez, 15th Ward Alderman, just voted against the mayor's new plan for more strict hours of curfew in the city. You told us what some of the flaws were with it. So maybe you've sort of answered the question, Alderman, but just one more time in a nutshell, why were you one of the three votes against the enhanced curfew hours?
What we're seeing from this ordinance was passed out of committee and will be presented to the city council next week, is a law, a change to a law that the city police department has not enforced. Actually, we've seen exponential decreases in enforcement since this administration took over. In 2018, we were at almost 1,400 citations a year. Last year, we were down to 364. And year to date, in 2022, despite all the chaos we've seen, we're under 100. We're barely enforcing, you know, one ticket a day, basically, citywide.
I understand that. But, I mean, so you're telling me that we're not doing it often enough. But I think a lot of people say, well, let's just do it more. Old hours, new hours. I wonder what the city's idea is. If you come upon dozens, maybe hundreds of kids on a street or in a block, and they're violating curfew, I wonder what the engagement with the police and those kids is going to be like. What does the city expect is going to happen?
Well, what we heard from the representatives from the police department this morning was that they hope to have a positive interaction in motivating the youth to disperse. You know, we can keep hoping and wishing, and we're going to keep getting the same outcomes that we've seen in Streeterville, in Millennium Park, and in neighborhoods all across the city of Chicago. Hope and a prayer is not working for the city of Chicago when it comes to the enforcement of laws on the streets. We need real enforcement, we need accountability, and we need pressure on parents to start paying attention, particularly when it's these young youth individuals who are out there at 10, 11, 12 o'clock at night.
So do you think then pressuring the parents, should we arrest the parents? Should we? Everybody says, well, it's where are the parents? Where are the parents? And it sounds like you want to hold the families more accountable. What do you do about that, Alderman?
I absolutely want to hold parents accountable, which is why when I introduced my changes to the offenses by minors ordinance in June of last year, you know, the first thing that I included in that was that, one, you had to increase the fines to get people's attention, as well as to start mandating licensed family counseling for youth and their parents when they are arrested for committing any one of the numerous violations included in that ordinance. We need to get parents to start paying attention. I don't want to criminalize parenting, but I need to get parents to start being parents again. And we've seen where that has been successful in the past. You know, the city of Chicago has done a great job holding parents accountable, both for, you know, when they distribute liquor to minors or when they purchase graffiti for young adults. We've done this before. We can do it again, and it's something that we could do tomorrow. The problem is you have to have a will, have to have a desire to enforce the laws, and this administration is woefully unwilling to enforce the laws. We haven't even heard the mayor call out parents directly and specifically to tell them, parents, where are your children? You know, we need to get.
Well, the last time somebody said something like that, there was quite a backlash in this town. But I understand what you're saying. Alderman Lopez is a candidate for mayor. Let's just take a couple calls for you, Alderman, and we'll start with Lisa on line three. Lisa, you're on WGN Radio. What do you want to say? Hi.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi. I wanted to say, first of all, I understand what the alderman is saying, but the city needs to start giving some control to the police to allow them to do what they need to do. If they see 10 100%. Kids, disband it. You know what's going to happen. Why are you waiting? Yep. But because the city has this ridiculous notion that, you know, you can't do this, you can't do that. Really? Now look what everybody has created at City Hall. Everyone there has created this. This is their fault. The mayor doesn't do what she's supposed to do, and the state's attorney is a dumbass. She doesn't do what she's supposed to do. They need to make these kids accountable. Do you honestly think that these kids don't know that, guess what? They're going to give me a slap on the wrist. I'm this. It doesn't matter. And it's true. And look at what's going on. It infuriates me that nothing is done. And these parents also need to be held accountable. Because I'll tell you, if it was my kid for some reason who snuck out and got out, guess what? They're going to sit in jail.
Lisa, thanks for the phone call.
I could not argue. I could never imagine myself jumping on top of a cop car and dancing, thinking nothing would happen to me. But that's where we find ourselves today.
This is Mike. You're on WGN Radio. Mike, what do you want to say with Alderman Lopez? Hi, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hi there. First of all, I think the alderman is going to get my vote. He's right on target. But let's get real here, okay? All these social, programs and are all great, but let's start. You got to get rid of the poison. the poison is guns. So here's my solution. Have a very aggressive stop, frisk, and search for about 2 weeks in every single neighborhood in the city, northwest side, south side, west side. Get the guns off the street. Plus, to do that, you know, you may even bring in the National Guard. That's how bad it is out there. Then get some trade schools for these kids. Give these kids something they can learn, something they can do. And as far as the parents go, half the parents are in the same situation. They're gangbangers, and we have a real problem here.
Okay, I'm going to put you on hold. Thanks for the call, Mike. We're out of time, Alderman. Your last response to that call is what?
No, Mike's absolutely correct, and I think most of your listeners feel exactly the same way. It's a back-to-basics movement that we have to generate in the city. We know what works. We know what it takes to raise good kids, to help support families. We have to be willing to do it. We can't keep playing games, can't keep making excuses, can't keep hunting down for root causes. We know the causes. It's just a failure to address them. I will address them.
Ray, it's nice to talk to you again today. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, man.